Okay, today is Daf Chav Hey. We're on Daf Chav Dal Amid Beis on the second to bottom line. So, there was a machlokes. When the pious was done, was it done wearing Big Day Kahuna or Big Day Chol? Gesundheit. Amar of Nachman. Mina Aminala. How do I know that they're wearing Big Day Chol? How do I know that? Where did I get that from? I got it from a Mishnah. Ditnan. There's a Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid that says as follows. After the pious was done, Mesurin lechazanin, they would hand over the kahanim to the attendant, right? And get the, oh, you guys won the pious? Fantastic, let's go get ready. And v'hoyu mafshitin osan, es bigdayin, they would take off their clothing, v'lo hayimanichin alayhim elemich l'sayin b'lvad, and the only thing they'd be wearing is pants. Okay? Then it says, my love, second, they were only wearing their pants. My love, doesn't this talk about Ba'osan Shezachu Lepayas? Those that got the pious. Isn't talking about them, right? Meaning, they took off their weekday clothing and they put on their Big Day Kahuna. Doesn't it mean that? The Gemara says, Amar of Kahuna, Amar of Bar Yehuda, Amar of Sheish is low. It doesn't mean them. It means Ba'osim Shelo Zachu L'Pious. It means everybody else that didn't win the Pious, they got dressed. How can I understand? But that actually makes a lot of sense to say that. Tisal G'daitach, Ba'osim, Shezachu L'Pious. If you're telling me that it's the ones who won the Pious, Lo Hayimanichinim El Mechnasayim Belvad, they were only wearing their pants, Big Day Chol pants. They woke up, they wanted to put on pants, put on a shirt, came to the Beis HaMikdash, they won the pious, take off your shirt. But I'm still wearing my big day chol pants. Is that what it means? Votanya, we have a brisa that says, Menayin shelo yehi davar kodol lemechnasayim, the prince of the first thing that comes on. Talmud lomar, lemechnasay bad yel besaro. So it can mean, in other words, what's the Gemara thinking now? The Gemara's thinking, they won the pious, they took off their shirt, put on a Big Day Kahuna shirt, then took off their pants, and put on Big Day Kahuna pants. The reason they did that was for tznius. So if that's what's going on, that can't be right. Because you don't put on the pants second, you put them on first. Because it doesn't make sense. So it must be, it's not a raya that we're talking about Big Day Chol. Not a riot at all. You understand what's going on here?
Yeah, but I'm also confused. The pious was for the mitzvah of Truma Sedesh.
No, but I think we're talking about the second pious. It doesn't matter. Let's say
of Hatzah Hadeshem.
Okay.
Was there a pious for that? We don't know. Only for Truma Sedesh.
Yeah. What's your question? That's right. That only happened once in a while. That didn't happen all the time.
Right.
No, we're not talking about that pious. Look at Truma Sedeshin. Wake up in the morning. Come in your regular weekday clothing. What does the Mishnah in Tobit say? Whoever got the pious was told to undress, but keep your pants on, because we're at Sneas Nation. Keep your pants on. Keep my pants on. Then 1 second, I'm going to put on my shirt, my Big Day Kahuna shirt, so I'm like a little bit covered, Sneas. Then I'm taking off my pants and put it on my Big Day Kahuna pants. It's out of order. It's out of order. So it's not a riot at all. What was Reb Nachman thinking? The Idduch. What was Reb Nachman thinking? No, hello kasha. That's not a kasha. Hachi kitani. Here's what it meant. Listen to this. Ad she'odin aleihem Big Day Chol, while he was still wearing Big Day Chol, malbishin osan nichnasei kodesh. He would first put on the pants. Vayimavshitin osan Big Day Chol, and he would take off all his clothing. V'lohayimanichin elam nichnasayim bolvad. And the only thing he was wearing was the Big Day Kahuna pants. In other words, the Gemara thinks that when you wore a shirt, it covered your lower part of your body also. So you're still tzenua. So he would take off his pants first, put on the Big Day Kahuna pants, then take off the shirt, and put on the Big Day Kahuna shirt. That's okay. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on. According to Reb Nachman, what do you see from here? That they came, the pious was done in Big Day Chol. Amr of Sheshes. Mana amin Allah. I don't know, I'm right. I said they wore Big Day Kahuna. How do I know? Where did I get that from? The Tanya. It's a brisa. The long braisa to get to just one point. Lishkas Hagazis, the Lishkas Hagazis was the place where the Sanhedrin was. Okay? Lishkas Hagazis came in Basiliki Gedola Haisa. It was a big basilica. Big room with a big dome. Pious b'mizracha, there was a pious done in the eastern part of the room. Vizakin Yoshev b'marava, and an old man was sitting in the marava, like in charge. The kahanim mukafin, the kahanim stood in a circle. The omdin, mukafin were circled. The omdin kamin bikulyar, standing like in a circular shape. The hamamuna, and the mamuna would come, boy would come. The notel mitznefes meroshe shalachin mehen, he would take off the hat of one of them. The yodin, and they would know, shemimenu pais maschil. That's where it starts. So 1 second. What hat is he wearing, this guy? What hat is he wearing? He's wearing his weekday hat. He's wearing his Yankees cap. Is that what it means? Doesn't mean that. So v'i sol kadaitich big day chol, if you're talking about big day chol, mitznefes big day chol mi'ika? You want to tell me he's wearing a yarmulke? Good. They don't call that a mitznefes. You want to tell me he's wearing a baseball hat? You don't call that a mitznefes. So what's he wearing? He's wearing a football helmet. What's he wearing? He's wearing a mitznefes. So obviously it's Big Day Kodesh. Obviously they're wearing Big Day Kodesh. What else could it mean? So Gemara says, no, in, yes, it's Big Day Chol. No, it's really a mitznefes. It's really a mitznefes. However, Kidatani Rabbi Yehuda, Vitam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kohen She'asasalo Imo Kisones, the mother, your mother, you're a Kohen, your mother would make you the kisones, avur bo avodas yachid, for avodas yachid. What's avodas yachid? So Rashi says, "Kizani huzer Rishmul lekabam beperek gimel." In 10 days from now, shayu imosehen shel kahanim, the mothers of the kahanim, osos livnehem, they would make for their children mishelohem from their own money, kimin big day kahuna, like. Big Day Kahuna, Laharos, to demonstrate, Teferes, Oshron. We have them, we can afford it. Make a beautiful, I'm going to make for my son. What a nice shirt, my son's a Kohen. Vinoy, Malachton. How much beautiful is the work? Vikamahain Muhuderes, Mitzvah. Vikamahain Muhuderes, Mitzvahs. And it was all done to beautify the Mitzvah. Diktani, Kohen She'asasalo Imo Ksones, Lovsha. She could wear it. Va'oved ba avodas yachid. And he was able to do avodas yachid. What's avodas yachid? Does the article say what avodas yachid is? In 10 days, Rashi's going to say avodas yachid is on Yom Kippur going into the Kodesh Kedoshim to get the pan out. Take the pan out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's called the Avodas Yachid. Why? What does that have to do with the Tzibur? Nothing to do with the Tzibur. That's not what he said. That's not what Rashi says. No, that's what I would think, right? Okay, anyway, so, therefore what? It really was Big Day Kahuna, but it was also called Big Day Chol. Why? Because it was made by his mother, so we the Beis HaMikdash didn't pay for it. The mother paid for it, so it's called really both. But really, it's Big Day Kahuna and Big Day Chol at the same time. Now we're going to have a tangent. Based on this Brisa, we're going to have a tangent now about the Lishkas Hagazis. This was a room where the Sanhedrin sat, and this is where they did the pious. In this room. Why in this room? So we'll see in a few minutes. Amar Abaya. But before we get to that, now we're going to talk about the Lishkas Hagazis. Lishkas Hagazis means Chamber of the Hewn Stone. What was in that room that was a stone there that was cut? I don't know. That's what they called it. Shmamina, you see from here, the Lishkas Hagazis, Chetzi Bakodesh veChetzi Bachol. Half of it was in the Kodesh part, half of it was in the Chol part. How do you know that from this story? Why? Right, so why is it half Kodesh? Maybe it's all Chol. How do you know it's half Kodesh and half Chol? Maybe it's all Chol. Because The also shmamina, it also has to be that shnei psachim hayula. There were two entrances. Echad pasuach b'kodesh, vechad pasuach b'chal. Had to be that way. You want to know where it is in the picture? You see it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the north side, just north of the Ephras Yisrael.
Correct. Ushma, yeah. V'isol kadai techkula b'kodesh. If the entire Azara, the entire Lishkas of Gaza, I'm sorry, was in Kodesh, Zakan Yoshiv b'marava. How could the Zakan be sitting down? V'amar ramar, ein yeshiva b'azara, ela malchus beis David b'lvad. There's no sitting down in the Azara unless you're a Kohen, unless you're malchus beis David. There's no sitting down. How could it be that he's sitting down? It must be it was in Chol. The only way it can make sense. It must be. Okay? Look at the Tosfos of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. This is Tema. Tosfos says, I have a question. The Amar Parak Beis Dizvachim, Uma Yoshev She'ochel Sham Avad Chilel. If a Kohen's eating, right? If a Kohen, I think he's about, the Gemara's talking about a Balmum, that he sits down and eats, Im Avad, if he does Avoda Chilel, it's an invalid Avoda, right? So surely a Zohar who can't eat Karbanos, if he eats the Karbanos, he can't do the Avoda. V'heichi Achal, for Yeshiva Ba'azara. What do you mean he's sitting down and eating? Not only eating, not only sit down in the Azara. He's not a Malchus Beis David, he's a Kohen. Tosfos gives three answers. Listen to this. V'yesh Lomar, Sholcha B'Kachim Kalim and Achalim B'Chol Eir. It wasn't talking about Kachim. It was talking about Kachim Kalim and Echanami. You can eat that anywhere in Yerushalayim. You can sit down. You can sit down in your living room in Yerushalayim in the old city somewhere. No question. Answer number one. Answer number two. Inami Amar Rav somebody ben Bar Avram. The Af Al Gaf the Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Malchus Beis David. Even though it's true that no one's allowed to sit unless you Malchus Beis David, Hani Mili L'Dvarim D'Lav Tzarech Avoda. That's only if it's not Tzarech Avoda. If it's not for Avoda, you're not allowed to sit down unless you're the Melech. However, Aval Achilutz L'Tzarech Avodahi. But eating is part of the avoda. You have to eat standing up. Somebody eats standing up. The Ksiv it says, "Va'ochlu osam asher kupar bahem." Shakahanim ochlin ubailim ischaprim. The kahanim eat and the baal gets kapara. Of course, mishra shari. Of course, you want to sit down when you eat. Expect someone to stand up when they're eating. When does it mean it says you're not allowed to sit down? That's just time to sit down. You want to take a break? You can't sit down here. You got to go to the chol. Va'asi shapir nami had the park. That's why it makes sense. When they would wash their hands and feet, there's a suggestion to parach v'leisev v'leisev. Sit down when you wash your hands and feet. Afagaf deba azara hu. Even though the kiyor is in the azara, what do you mean sit down? How could you sit down? Tzorach avoda shari. To sit down for avoda is mutter. 100%. Avol pious. But to do a pious, why is someone sitting down for that? Dehacha lo chashav tzorach avoda. It's not for the avoda. I mean, it is, but it's not chashiv for the avoda. Shavshar below pious. You can do it without a pious. I have to have a pious. Answer number three, which is really the same thing as answer number two. Inami yesh lomar hainu time of demutal yeshiv lechol kachim dachilas kachim ksiv behu lamashcha. Because when it comes to eating kachim, it says lamashcha, which means for greatness. Which means legadula for greatness. Kedar shahamalachim ochlin. The way kings eat, v'hainu miyushav. That's it, sitting down. That's what lamashcha means. You could have mustard or whatever dips you want. Eat it the best way, right? It's the same thing as sentence number two. When you eat, you sit down. So of course, part of that vote, of course, you can sit down. Stop to sit down. You can't. So it must be that this room where this man was sitting down was in chol. Must be. Yeah. And Rashi says, well, Matsinu behen yeshiva, we find a pasuk where David sat down. Dishinamar, v'yavo ha-melech David the king came, v'yoshev lufnei Hashem. And he sat before Hashem. V'yomer, mi anochi, mi bezi. Right? Ask the Ritva, 1 second. David lived before the Beis HaMikdash. What's going on here? Right? So the answer is, there must have been some kind of azara in the Mishkan too. It's only pshat that we're only to make it make sense. There must have been some kind of Azara in the Mishkan. We don't know about that, but there must have been. Okay. Now, V'soka daitach kulo b'chol, so why couldn't the Lishkas HaGazas be completely in the chol? Why couldn't that be true? Because, and the pious was done in the eastern, it can't be. V'obu'inan beis elokim lehalech baragash v'leka. You have to have this beis elokim lehalech baragash, right? You have to have this excitement. And you don't have that if you're in the, you're in some room somewhere. No one even knows what's going on. Elishma mina chetzi ba'kodesh v'chetzi ba'chol. It must be half and half. Asks Tosfos, well, why did he do the pious in the Azara itself? Why are you doing it in some random room? Why not do it in the Azara itself?
Raining.
What?
Raining.
Not because it's raining. Why not do it in the Azara? He gives two amazing answers. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Tema, kivon de ba'inon pious ba'kodesh, you have to do it in the, you can't do it in the chol, because you have to have this baragesh. Then amaylo hayim afaisin ba'zaratzma. Do it in the Azara itself. Why are you doing it in some room? The Kaddish Tvei, it's even more holy there. Two amazing answers. From Rabbeinu Tam, kivon de notel mitznefto shel echad mehen, since you take off the hat of one of them, gnai haya lamod below mitznefes ba'zara. To be with uncovered head in the Azara is not appropriate. We're going to move the whole pious somewhere else, not to have this problem. And why couldn't you do it in a different way and leave the guy's mitznefes on his head? I don't know. But therefore, for that reason, we're not going to do it. Second reason. Listen to this. Because they were standing in a circle. And if they are doing the pious in Nazara, someone's back is to the Heichal. Can't do that. Turn your back to God. And therefore, couldn't do it in the Azara for these two reasons.
Nobody in the Azara went around with an uncovered head.
No. No, I guess not. That's to wear mitznefes. Now, I said before, they were not wearing a yarmulke because you're not allowed to wear extra begadim. Not allowed to wear a band-aid. Right? So they were not wearing yarmulkes. If you're wearing a yarmulke, you're wearing five begadim. Right? Were they wearing tzitzis? I don't think so. Right. Right. The Minchas Chinuch says he has a shaylef, the me'il had tzitzis on it, because it has four corners. The problem is, but it's always, but didn't have, it's a machlokas if it had sleeves. So if it didn't have, whatever, it's a whole hak, he has a whole hak about that, if the me'il, but it's only the Kohen Gadol anyway,
right,
had tzitzis on it. Anyway, so, that's interesting. Next. V'sokadaitach, back to the Gemara. Pesach echad yeshla. If you want to tell me that the Lishkas HaGazas only had one entrance, where's the entrance? U pesach la kodesh, and the entrance was into the kodesh. So zaken yoshi b'marava, the zaken can't sit there either. For atnan, because we learned, halishkos habanuyos b'chol. If a lishka is made in the chol, u psuchos la kodesh, tochen kodesh. Then the whole inside has a din of kodesh, so you can't sit there. V'i sokadaita pasuach l'chol, and if you're telling me that it was open to the entrance on the eastern side, pious b'mizracha, and the pious was there too, v'atnan, but we learned in a braisa, in a mishnah, b'niyus b'kodesh, if something is built in the kodesh, u'psuchos l'chol, and the opening is to the chol, tochim chol. The whole inside is chol. You can't do the pious in a chol, so you're stuck. Ella shamina, shei psachim hayala, and must have two entrances, echad pesuach l'kodesh, v'echad pesuach l'chol. Okay? Good.
There we go with Rav Sheshes.
I'm not sure.
Now his proof is more convincing than...
Yeah, we go like Rav Sheshes. Yes. Well, the Rambam passage is like Rav Sheshes. Okay. Hapayas Hashini, the second pious, okay, the second pious was the Karban Tamid. It had 13 people. Number one, Mi Shochet. Who's doing Shechita? What? Who's doing Shechita? Asks the Ritva, isn't Shechita Kasher Bazar? So what do you mean, who's doing Shechita? Maybe anyone could do Shechita. Are the pious for that? It's a Zar could do it. A Zar is allowed to do Shechita. So the Ritva answers, that Lichatchila a Zar shouldn't do it. Lichatchila a Kohen should do it. That's one answer. The Meiri says, it's true. It's true that a Zar could do it, but the Kohanim very much wanted to do it because it's really the first Avoda. Not the first avodah of the day, we did that already. It's the first avodah of the Korban Tamid. So it's like the first avodah of a new thing, and everybody wanted to do it, so it never really happened. Others say that by a Korban Tzibur, they wouldn't let a Zar do it. Even though it's Mutter, they wouldn't let that. But not for Korban Tzibur. You want to bring your own carbon, you could let you do it. Not for Korban Tzibur. So for all these reasons, the first pious was, who's doing Shechita? Number two, Mizorik. Who's doing Zrika? And the Gemara is going to ask, but you left out two avodos. There's halacha and kabbalah. Kabbalah first, then halacha. Then I mentioned here. Number three, mi medashen mizbeach hapnimi. Who's going to clean out the inside mizbeach? Right? Number four, umi medashen hamenorah. It's all part of three. Who's doing the menorah? Who's cleaning out the menorah? Umi male evarim. Umi male. That's it. That's number three. Umi mala evarim lekevesh. Who's going to carry the evarim up the ramp? Now, there were number five, harosh v'haregel. They would cut up the ola, the carbon tamid, into many different parts. So number five carried the rosh and the regel. No. It's the fifth person.
But why does it say sheni?
What?
Why does it say pious sheni?
It's the second pious that includes 13 people. The Gemara is going to ask, was it 13 piouses? What?
The first pious was
Truma Sedeshin.
Right.
Now to the second pious.
And these are all different avodas.
Within the second pious.
Yeah.
Right.
The Avodah
Kedesh is the Zayas. No, Umi Maila Evar. No, it's Mi Medashin and Menorah.
Yeah.
And Mi Maila Evar and Lekevesh.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's number four.
What Evar? These are the Evar that they're bringing up.
What? I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Because then it says all these people. So what's number four doing? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he's doing. If now everyone else is carrying the limbs, what's number four doing? Number four is cleaning out the Mizbeach, cleaning out the menorah, and then it says, Umi Ma'ale Varm LaKevesh. He's not bringing any of those to the Kevesh. He's not bringing any limbs. Now we're going to list all these people that are bringing limbs.
He's the one bringing all limbs.
Number five, Harosh Varegel. Number six, Shtei Gadayim, which are the two hind legs. Number seven, Ha'ukitz, the tail for Haregel, and the other Regel. Number eight, Hachaze, the Chaze, which is the innards. What? Vagera, the neck. Number nine, Shtei Defanos, the two flanks. Number ten, Hakirbayim, the innards. Number 11, Hasoles, the flower. Number 12, Hachavitin, the Chavitin for the Kohen Gadol. Number 13, Vahayayin, and the wine. Shlosha Asar Kahanim, Zachubo. 13 Kahanim, Wazocha. So again, I hear your question. I don't know. I don't know now. So you did the Mizbeach, the menorah, and the Mizbeach. Who's bringing up the limbs? He didn't do anything. Number 4 said, Umi Maile Varm Lekevesh. Who's going to be Zocha to do that? It's part of number 4. Then number 5 is the actual limbs are being done by all different people. 5 through 13. So what did 4 do? Unless...
I always thought 4 is an explanation of what it is. We bring it up.
Right. Okay, that could be. Unless you want to say that, well, They would leave the limbs on the ramp, go do other stuff, and then come back and bring them up to the top of the Mizbeach.
Right.
So that was done by those... Maybe number 4... Yeah, I don't know. Okay, anyway... Anyway, Amar ben Azai lifnei Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Yoshua derech hilucho hayakarov. They brought them the way. If you notice that order that we just mentioned, the order of how they brought the limbs, it's very random. First, you have the head, and then the right regel, the head and the front leg. Right? The Gemara is going to ask, what's the front leg? The head comes first; it's the most important part of the body. What's the right leg doing? The Gemara is going to explain. Then you have Shtei Yadayim, the two hind legs. Uk, it's the tail. Regel, the left front leg. It's just a random. Then the chazeh, the breast, the gaver, the neck. It's all random order. It says Ben Azai at the bottom of the name of Akiva, the name of Yeshua. No. It was brought up the way an animal walks. Started by the head, going to the front, going to the back.
Yeah.
The way an animal walks. The Mishnah has the random order. So that's what Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua mean to say, in the way the animal is shaped. Start with the head and go to the back. Not the tail, then back to the front, from the tail back to the neck. No. The way it was the way it lived, that's the way it's brought up. Except the head comes first. And then the right regal comes first, even though it's out of order, because the Gemara is going to explain why. Okay? What? No. Why the right leg and then other... So, no, it's not the reason, because it's connected to the Rosh. Okay, fine. So, Yibay Elohu. Now, the Gemara has a question. So, this is the second pious, right? So, Kishen Mephaisin, when they did the pious, La'avoda Achaf Mephaisin, was it for one avoda? Did they do one pious or 13 piouses? Which one was it? Right? So Toshma, let's try to bring a raya. It says, right? You hear the question? Was it one or 13? Well, if it's one, then how are the other 12 decided? So Rashi says that whoever's to the right of the one who got the pious, him, then the next 12 people. So Toshma, the Brisa says, the Mishnah says, Arba piousos ha'yusham. There were four piouses. V'isal k'daitach l'chol avodahein b'piousin tu v'havi. You want to tell me there were 13 piouses? How could the Mishnah say there were four? It's a lot more than four. It's more than 13. Just for the second one was 13. Amar v'nachar b'yitzchak hachi kamar. Now that's not what it means. It means arba piousos nichnasin l'ha'pious. There were four major piouses. U'l'chol chadu v'chada, and in each pious ha'yu batu v'piousos. Each one had sub-piouses. Four categories of pious. Each one could have been more. Toshma, Rabbi Huda Omer, one second. Lohaya pious lamachta. The next pious, we're going to do it tomorrow. The next pious was the pious for the Ketores. Now there were two people that did the Ketores. Because he needed two things. What is Ketores, by the way? The Ketores was spices. And they would bring coals from the Mizbeach Hachitzon into the little Mizbeach, put the spices on the coals, it would burn up and smell. That's the Ketores procedure. So you need two people for that. One to carry the Ketores and one to carry the coals. There was no separate pious for the guy carrying the coals. Whoever won the Ketores, so you want to carry the coals? And the guy said, yeah, I'd love to. That's what happened. So separate pious for that. Right? Ella, Kohen Shezacha B'Ketores, the Kohen that got the Ketores, would say to the guy next to him, Zoche ini b'machta. You'll be Zoche with me to bring the machta. Machta means with the coals. So separate pious for that. So what do you see? They didn't do a pious for every little nuanced avoda. No. Every detail is not a separate pious. Not at all. Says the Gemara, well, maybe shiny machta v'ketores dechad avodahi. That's one avoda, really. So of course it's not a separate pious. What does cleaning out the menorah have to do with the carbon tumid? Nothing. So maybe for that they had a separate pious, even though most of these 13 are the same avoda. Most of it is. Right? Anyway, Ikka d'Amri, others say, no, dafka machte v'ketores techad avodahi. Only that's one avoda. Avol shar avodos, but other avodos, boi pious. Would require a pious. They would say, no. Machta itzrichalei. No, there was a reason why that was its own pious. So get at the chamina. I would have thought holel v'lo shchicha. Since the carbon, the ketores is not common. What do you mean? It's not common. Says Rashi, haketores ela pa'amayim bayom. Only two times a day. It's not shchiach. It's only two times a day. She'ein haketores bar b'nedava. You can't bring a ketores as a nedava. No such thing. But a carbon ola could be brought 50 times a day. So they're constantly having 13 people be busy. There's a carbon ola, there's toda, there's carbon tamid, it's a carbon ola. You can bring 50 olas a day. Ketores on twice a day, right? By the way, uma atra, and also you do the ketores, you become wealthy. It's a segula to become, that's a real segula. It's a segula to become rich doing the ketores. So niskin la pious b'fnei atzma. I would have thought. So let two people come and become rich. Kamash malan. Therefore, it's one pious. Even though you become rich, maybe it's an extra pious. No, it's one pious, right? But the carbon tamid could be 13 piouses. A separate thing about the Ketores, because you become rich and it's not shchiach. That's why it's only one. So Toshma.
There were 40 carbon olas, but they did the pious 40 times.
No. The point is, it's 40 different people. So, therefore, we're not going to have 40, exactly the point. We're not going to have 40 different piouses. But for the mach, for the Ketores, maybe we'll have two, because it's so rare, only twice a day. So have two. No, we don't want to have two. We don't want anyone to think that second...
So how did they decide who the other...
I don't know how it worked. I don't know how it worked. I don't know.
And why would they kill each other
to... do those? I don't know. Because they're carbon yachids, maybe. I don't know. No, but what about later in the day? 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you show up with a carbon. Who does it? The Kahanim. Which Kahanim? Yes, but it's every carbon ola is the same thing. That's what the Gemara is saying. Every carbon ola was the same thing. They would cut up the same way and burn the whole thing. 13 different, well, not 13, no one to clean the menorah or whatever. It's a lot of people. So who did it? You show up at 11 o'clock in the morning, I want to bring a carbon ola today. Yeah? Oh, very nice. I'm on my lunch break. Go find someone else. How did it work? I don't know. I understand. So Machona Mikdash has their theory about how it worked. And they say that the Kahanim were broken up, and there's a Minchas Kahanim, and they have a whole Mahalach. I don't have any source that says that. I don't know. But, okay, they can say what they want. Tashma, Tani Reb Chiya, Lo Lechal Avoda Mefaisim. They didn't do every Avoda. Ela, Koi Shazacha B'Tamid, the coin that got the Tamid, Shnei Masarach of Kahanim, Nimshachanimo. The next 12 went along with him. Shmarinah, that's right. There were 13 piouses. There was one pious. The next 12 took it along with him. Then we said, pious Hasheni, right? Second pious. Iboyelahu. So, Mina Kabel. Who did Kabbalah Saddam? Which one? It doesn't say it left it out. It goes from Shechita to Zmika. Who did Kabbalah Saddam? Right? Who did it? Rashi says, Dama Tamid. Kivin the Lomansa b'masnisin Shmarinah Kohen. It must have been one of these Kahanim. Which one? Shochet Mekabel? Was it the Shochet who did it? Why? Diamarta Zorek Mekabel. If you want to tell me it was the Zorek, well, Aga Chavivuse Lo Mekabel L'Kulei Dam. He's so excited to do Zvika, he's going to run with the Dam and he'll spill some out. And you're not allowed to do that. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Zorek Mekabel. Let the Zorek do the Kabbalah. Diamar the Shochet Mekabel. Because if the Shochet's going to do Kabbalah, Zimnan the Shochet Zor. Sometimes the Zor's going to do it. And the Zor can't do the next Avoda. So it has to be the Zorek. Because the Shechita can be done by a Zor. Says Rashi. Shah Shechita k'sher b'Zor. Shechita's kasher with a Zor. V'Kabbalah p'sulabo. But a Kabbalah's puzzle with a Zor. Shenemar, because it says, V'Shachet has ben abakar. V'Ikriv ha'Kohanim is Adam. V'Kabbalah v'Elech mitzvah b'Kuna. Lined ala shchita, shaksher bizar. Shchita is kosher with a zar, right? Ask everybody on Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? The pious was only done with kahanim. So what's going on here? How's a kohen doing shchita? The first pious was who wants to do shchita? I want to. How's a zar doing shchita? How's that even happening? There has to be choshesh. He's going to do shchita. He's also going to do the Kabbalah. Where's the chashash? So the answer is, you have to answer that whoever won the chus of getting the shchita, we mechabed his cousin. Oh, you come do shchita. I won. I'm giving it to you. I'm mechabed you. That's the only answer. You have to say that answer, right? You won the shchita, and you be mechabed the some Yisrael or even a Levi, right? You have to give that answer. You mechabit the other guy. That's how you mechabit him. If you mechabit him, there's a chashash. Oh, he's going to do the Kabbalah too. And he can't do the Kabbalah.
1 second. By a carbon
tumit,
yeah. Let a zar do shchita.
Oh, that's what the Pharisees all says. We would never let a zar do shchita. By a carbon tamid. By a carbon tzibur. Who would never let. Carbon yachid. You bring your own carbon, we'll let you. Not by a carbon tzibur. So we never, this would never come up.
It doesn't happen because you need the 20-foot knife and all that stuff.
Right. Right. So then, one second, the question begs itself. If you're never letting a car, if you're never letting a Kohen, if you're never letting a Zohar do Shechita, what's the issue? What's the Cheshash? Never letting him do it. What's the Cheshash? Right? So the answer is, it's a Gzeira. Since by a regular carbon yachid, we will allow a Zohar to do Shechita, maybe they'll make a mistake, and even by the carbon Talmud, they're going to allow a Zohar to do Shechita. And if they allow a Zohar to do Shechita, he might come to do Halacha, Kabbalah. It's like a Gzeira, Gzeira almost. Okay. That's right. That's right. So what's going on here? Who did the halacha? I'm sorry. Who did the Kabbalah? So Toshma. Ben Katan, so Yud Beis Dad Lekiar. Ben Katan made 12 faucets in the Kiar. Kadesh Yud Beis Echav Kahanim Oskin Betamid Makdishin Yedeim V'Raglayim B'Vatz Achas. So the 12 Kahanim could wash their hands at one time. How many Kahanim within second pious? 13. Only 12 faucets. Where's the 13th one? Says Rashi, no. The guy who did the Shechita didn't wash his hands and feet because the Zohar could do it. So it's not so chashiv. He didn't wash his hands and feet. So you see, it's not really avoda. If the Zohar could do it, the Zohar's not washing his hands and feet. So if the Zohar could do it, see, it's not really avoda. Now, if he's all gedaitach, shochet mekabel, then tleser havi. But the shochet's not doing his washing his hands and feet. But if he's doing Kabbalah, then he does have to wash his hands and feet. It's a real avoda. It's a raya. The shochet didn't do Kabbalah. Had to be the Zorik. Right? Ela Shramina, Zorik Makabel, Shramina. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Amalei Rav Huna Bred Rav Ravel Rav Ashi, Af Ananamitinina. Shochet, Ashochet, Rekabel, Amakabel. The shochet did Shechita. Then the one who did Kabbalah, Ubalo, Zorik, Shramina. And he also did Zerika. So what do you see? The one who did Kabbalah also did Zerika. Then Amar Ben Azel, if never be Akiva. They had a machlokas about the order of the limbs. Four machlokas now. Tanar Banan, Keta Derech Hilucho. What does that mean, the way it walked? So, Harosh V'Haregel. First the head and the regel, the right side regel. Hachazeh, the breast. Hagever, the neck. Shtei Yedayim, the back two legs. Shtei Defanos, the two flanks. Okates, the tail. V'Haregel and the regel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Derech Hefsheto HaYakarev. No, they would bring up the limbs the way they would skin an animal. Take the skin off, right? Ketzel HaYahavshet, the bow is that way. Harosh V'Haregel always comes first. Then Ha'okets, they did it from the back. Start from the bottom. V'Haregel, Shtei Defanos, Shtei Yadayim, Hachazev HaGera. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Derech Nitucho HaYakarv. The way they cut up the animal, they would bring up the limbs. Ketzel HaYaderech Nitucho, how'd they do that? Harosh V'Haregel, first the Rosh and the Regel, Shtei Yadayim, Hachazev HaGera, Shtei Defanos, Ha'okets V'Haregel. Rosh Lili Omer, Derech Iluyo HaYakarv. The way it's a high, they would do it. What does that mean? Harosh v'aregel, hachazav v'ager, shtei defanos, okitz v'aregel, shtei yadayim. Iva, ksiv, it says, kol netach tov, yerech, what's the next word? Yerech v'kasef. So you see that the shoulders are the best part. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he didn't say that. Hahi, b'kechusha. That pasuk was talking about a weak animal. Omer Rava, bein tana didon, bein Rabbi Yosi, baser luye, bisraz linan. They're arguing about the meat. Mar Savar, Tanakama held, Basar Ibra, the Bisra. What does Basar Ibra, the Bisra mean? That you go after the Basar of the Ivarim. Umar Sav, Umar Azal, Basar Shman, the Bisra. And Rabbi Yossi held, you go after the fat of the Basar. My time is Salka, Regal, Bahad, Resha. Why is the Regal first? Why is the Regal first? Bishum, the Resha, Nafishi, Be'at Samos, Kwever Regal, Bahad. Since the Rosh had a lot of bones, they would bring the regel together with the rosh. You hear that, Mati? They bring the regel together because of bones. The kuliyami has rosh carburation. Everyone holds the head to come first. You know, how do you know that? The Tanya, minayin l'rosh upader shekodman l'chol evarim. How do you know the head and the innards is the first thing brought? Talmud lomar es rosh of es pidro v'erech. V'idach peder achrina. But there's another lashon of peder. L'may asa, what's that for? L'kidetanya, for the following b'risa. Ketzer ha'yose, what exactly did they do? Nosin es ha'poder ha'beis ha'shchita. They would put the innards into the beis ha'shchita, means the neck. In other words, when you slice, when you take off the head of an animal, there's a hole there. That hole is not very appealing looking. Nobody wants to look at that hole. So they would cover the hole with the innards. How does that make it more appealing? They would put the innards on top of the Beis HaShechita. Umalehu, and they would bring it up. V'zehu kvodo derech shalmaila. That's what Hashem wants. That's the kavod shalmaila. Right, so we have a minute. The bottom, little Tosfos, the second to bottom Tosfos says, Menayin l'rosh upadr shekorben. Tamali, imkein, amai lo chashiv imasizun peder b'hadi rosh. Then why isn't the peder mentioned in the rosh, in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, we had four machlokas here. What goes first? The rosh. What goes second? The regal. What about the peder? Didn't mention that. V'yei shlomar, kivin de'i efshel ahakter arosh below peder, it's impossible. Zehu derech kavod, that's the derech kavod, biklal haroshu. So it's included in the rosh.
What was the reason?
What was the reason what?
Why didn't they mention the peder?
Because it's included. That's the Gemara answers. It's included.
Right, you have to read the notes for all of these things. Like, why do you think like with the neck?
Right.
What's the bottom? What does that
mean? Right, right.
It says right,
even though there's no meat eaten anyway, the whole thing is burnt. I see. So, in other words, the fire won't grab it. Okay. Very good. So, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a very good day.